Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Nice to check in with Mark Fuhrer with Stratford Summer Music. More events coming up. Good morning, Mark.
Jamie Caudle!
Wasn't sure if you were going to do that or not.
How the heck are you? It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, you too. Mark, we've got more events. Even though Stratford Summer Music has officially wrapped up, we do have more events coming up. But I got to ask, how was the last weekend for Stratford Summer Music?
Well, it was the proverbial whirlwind, of course. We finished on a really big high with the great performance of new works of Margaret Atwood's poetry sung by Misha Berger-Gossman and written by Aaron Davis. That was a big blowout show. And then we followed it with our first ever, you know, it was basically meant to be an open mic. And I don't want to call it karaoke because it really wasn't karaoke. But we had a really fun event where the students from our musical theater vocal academy session, led by everyone's favorite Marcus Nance, we took over Starlight in downtown Stratford and went into the early hours, as it were, with our singers getting a chance to sing pop songs.
Oh,
it was a really great end to what was another really great season for SSN.
Oh, sounds like it. But we do have more events coming up. We got a big one for September 12th.
This is one of our big fundraisers of the year, Fiddles and Food Trucks, or as some people like to call it, Carbohydrate Fest. It's one of these, it really is kind of that. It's really a fun evening out at the Ritzma Farm. We've got everything from Ken's Fries, you know, food trucks galore, right? So we've got Ken's Fries, Johnny's Beer Truck. I should say on the beer truck we have our Soundproof beer, which is our Stratford Summer Music beer for 2024 from Jobsite. Jobsite will also have their Impact IPA on site. Martin Ritzma will be there with making sausages on a bun from his grill. Revel Coffee is there with their coffee and their seasonal coffee for us, Stratford Summer Music, called Plugged In. And Pelee Island will have a Lola wine bar for us with Cab Franc, sparkling with rosé, everything. So it's meant to be a fun evening. There'll be a silent auction, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, music. And our musical guest this year is Shane Pendergast, who's coming from Prince Edward Island for this tour.
Oh, wow. So tell us a little bit about Shane Pendergast. And this is the Shane Pendergast duo, is that right?
That's right. So Shane, you know, he's a Celtic singer, or I should say East Coast Celtic. You know, somebody corrected me the other day when they said to me, what kind of fiddle music do you play? Because I'm also a fiddle player, and I said Celtic. And he said, well, you know, I've heard you actually play Cape Breton stuff as well. And that is true. I will sometimes play Cape Breton. And if you talk to East Coasters about what kind of Celtic music they're into, it gets a little tricky. But I will just say, when you're from PEI, you do these things for dancing, just like you would for Cape Breton. When you're from Newfoundland, like me, then you generally play these same tunes a lot faster because it's to keep yourself warm. But it's going to be a fun night, and we're really looking forward to it.
Oh, it sounds great. So again, this is a big fundraiser for Stratford Summer Music, and I like how they call it the annual toe-tapping, barn-raising extravaganza. At the Ritzma, Barn, that's quite a showcase for something like this.
It is great, actually. We've now done this 2 years in a row, and it's sold out each year. We're really looking forward to having a big crowd. If people don't have their tickets yet, I encourage you to get your ticket fast. It'll be a great fun night. And you know, I think for a lot of people, this is turning into an event where they're saying their final goodbye to summer. I mean, here we are the day after Labor Day, you and I talking. I don't know if you've done it, but I've already put my white pants away. And basically, the last thing we want to do is think about summer being over. So in some ways, Fiddles and Food Trucks is an opportunity for us to have one last little blast together celebrating the summer.
Oh, for sure. StratfordSummerMusic.ca is the website for details. Again, that is coming up fast, September 12th, and that's at the Ritzma Barn, 75 Kelly's Lane in Stratford. Lots to look forward to. But we also have another event that's coming up in November, is that right?
That's right, and another East Coast group called The Once, which are from Newfoundland, my home province, and this is an event that will be a seasonal event. They're going to be singing some seasonal tunes as well as things from their new album. And they're only doing that for us. This is only happening at Stratford Summer Music. And on that evening, we will be drawing the winning ticket for our season-long 50-50 draw. So if people don't have their tickets for that, it's one for $5, three for 10, you know, six for 20. Just keep doing the math, how many you want to buy. And hopefully it will get ourselves up to about a ticket or a value of about $10,000. So we're hoping for a healthy prize. The more people buy tickets, the higher the prize is, of course. but that's been going on now for months, and it will finish at the end of November on November 23rd at Avondale United when we have the once, and it'll be a draw we'll do from the stage that evening.
Wow, lots of fun, lots of great events still to look forward to, even though summer's wrapping up. It's StratfordSummerMusic.ca, the website. Mark Fiore. Mark, thanks so much, and we look forward to these great events.
Thanks, Jamie. Always a pleasure.